The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
How do you approach someone that you are crushing on at the gym? Let's have that conversation on Monday. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
I really hope you're not crushing on somebody, Dana. He's automatic.
I go by Anthony.
No, automatic. You're my husband. No. Anthony told me a little story.
It was me who developed a crush this weekend. This past week at the gym, one of the ladies who go to the gym frequently, she walked by and said one of the nicest things anyone has ever said to me in my whole life.
What'd she say, Anthony?
She said, "Oh, look, the sweat looks good on you."
As a
heavy sweater, dude, I started blushing.
You're still blushing right now. I still can't get over.
I don't know why that just grossed me out.
Well, yeah, dude, it's not your life, buddy. All right, and like that was like the sweetest thing a woman has ever said to me ever.
So is she hot?
Oh, of course she is. But that's beyond the point. So all the ladies at the gym I go to are all hot. It's a big motivator for me to just be there hanging out with these hot chicks.
I will say this: you posted a gym video the other day on your story, and I didn't care what you were doing. I was looking in the background. I was
not,
like, "You got any hot?
That, my husband, yeah, you dude,
I'm not dead." I gotta look still.
Okay, so here's what I want to say. I believe since she said that, it is now okay for you to talk to her.
No,
there's gym rules. If you're the creepy guy just pushing up on the ladies, please don't do that.
I appreciate.
She said the sweat looks good on you. I'm telling you now, and it doesn't mean go after her. It doesn't mean try to date her. It just means you can communicate with her.
Yeah, no,
now
we're
and
cool.
See what
I appreciate you on that too. And my rule when approaching anybody at the gym is you got to be there for at least 6 months before you open up that conversation.
I was
going to
say, how do you even do that?
But she already did.
Because she's just being nice and supportive, which I really love. Love about the ladies at my gym.
Does she know what you do for a living?
No, not at all.
So hopefully she's not listening.
Oh, nah, dude, I don't think so. No, but she's really nice. And so, like, ladies, like, if you go to, like, homies, if you're out of shape and you go to the gym for at least 6 months, they recognize the commitment
the
you have. Yeah, and they support that.
That's
so
impressive.
I'm far from talking to her because, trust me, I am the most out of shape person in my gym. Like, my gym is like 90% hot Instagram influencer chicks. And if somebody came in with, like, you know, trying to, like, break into the gym, they're going to be like, "Anthony, get to the back. Call 911. I'm not like
You're not ready to save.
You can't protect
yet.
Any of those women.
No, they're all front of the line for me.
Wait though. 6 months until you get the body right
there. Dude,
and then I say go ahead and start talking to her, see where it goes, and then when you get to your fine Anthony A self, then you can make the
there
move.
There it is, dude. And by that point, she'll probably have a nice boyfriend. Very supportive fellow himself.
Yeah, you lose, you lose.
Listen, I just appreciate that compliment. If you know a heavy sweater, tell them, "Hey, that sweat looks good on you." All right.
Or if you know somebody that you see at the gym every day who's trying hard, tell them you notice them and give them props.
Yes, dude. That goes long way, bro. Hell yeah.
National Day, Anthony A.
All right, we'll start with National Horror Movie Day, which...
it's a spooky season.
That kind of sounds like the beginning of a horror movie, right?
Exorcist, Rosemary's Baby, and The Ring. Top three. We're going to count them down later on.
All right. And we also got National Croc Day, too. So, I love a good pair of Crocs.
I still don't own any Crocs.
Come on, dude. You got to get with the wave, automatic.
I'm still on the slide game. I can't do it.
Notice I'm silent.
Oh,
my
boo.
Mama said, "If you can't say anything nice, don't say anything at all."
Then we also got National TV Talk Show Host Day, too, which is a thing. So,
maybe
shout out
one day to
my favorite TV talk show host of all time, Jerry Springer.
Jerry Springer. My mom still watches him every day.
And speaking of some Jerry Springer vibes, we'll wrap it up on National Slap Your Annoying Coworker Day.
Ay, ay, ay.
Wanted to do that a few times.
Don't do that because you never know. You might have to work with that person again, and karma is a real thing. Ooh. Be kind to one another.
Karma slaps harder than any coworker.
For sure, man.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
It's time for you to tap in if you want a free psychic reading from our very own Sirmati. What's your sign on the radio?
Hey, yeah.
Sirmati, welcome. How are you?
Thank you. Woo-hoo. I'm good. How are you? How's everybody?
We're doing well after that eclipse, which was fabulous, by the way. I had the best day ever. So let me give everybody the phone number. It's 877-730-DCS1. Now, Mati, you said you felt like someone listening needed a message from you. What type of energy are you reading?
So somebody here, and I'm actually picking up on the man energy, masculine energy. It doesn't have to be a man, but it's just like masculine. I personally have a lot of masculine energy.
Okay.
As a woman, there's somebody out there that has this masculine energy that is really looking for their soulmate, that is really looking for true, honest connection. There's somebody here that's going to be coming up within the next, I want to say, 2 to 3 months. that is going to really be somebody beautiful that you're going to really be interested in. And I do see this connection going a long, long way. I feel balance in this connection. I see that it's going to be a big improvement from your past relationship. So this is an awesome, awesome connection that you're going to be creating.
Are you talking to Anthony A?
Hey, maybe.
Oh.
I don't know. I'm just saying, I'm always hoping that he finds his forever love. Automatic's like, stop trying to marry off our friend.
My forever love is myself.
I love that. Yeah, for sure.
And his right hand.
Yeah, yeah. Well, no, if you put, here's the thing. If you put your feet together, you are your own soulmate. So, you know.
Oh. What? Who the hell told you that?
Me, dude. Yeah, no.
Okay. All right. Okay, now what about our spiritual forecast for the week, collectively as a whole? What are you looking like, girl?
So the moon is growing this week, and we're actually having the lunar eclipse. We had the solar eclipse last weekend, but now we're going to have the lunar eclipse on Saturday. They're 2 weeks apart, actually. This is a culmination of our energy. This is a really emotional time and also a time for us to give a lot of love to our family, because full moons are really about the heart space. So home is where the heart is, and creating that balanced energy around us that's like cozy and loving is going to be great, because the world outside of us can be going crazy. But really what matters is where your heart is and the peace that you can bring into your life.
Oh, and sometimes you do need to let family know, especially if you sense something. Call your mom, call your pops, call your kids, whatever, and say, I love you. It goes a long way. Marty, thank you so much. If you would like a reading, like we said, call us up, 877-730-DCS1. Follow Sir Marty.
Please.
She's got gems every day that she drops. Plus, you can even schedule like a personal private reading with her at Illis Divinity. And we'll talk to you again next Monday, Mujer. Thank you so much. We love you.
Love you guys so much. Bye.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Who in the world could upstage Bad Bunny? I have an excerpt from Bad Bunny's SNL appearance. You are going to laugh hysterically. This and more. Top of the best gossip, the Daily Dirt, DJ Automatic, celebrity birthdays.
Amelia Clark is celebrating today, Ryan Reynolds, Nick Bosa, and LeVar Ball.
All right, so let's start off talking about Taylor Swift, Selena Gomez, and Zoe Kravitz. All three single ladies grabbing sushi at LA's very trendy sushi park.
Yum.
Man, they were dressed up, having a good time. Made me want to go out for a little girls' night myself. And then reality set in. I realized I'm a mother of three. I work all the time, and I really don't have any friends. So that
it's
idea
called
was
being a grown up, Dana.
Exactly, DJ Automatic. Exactly. All right, now I'm gonna switch gears and talk about Adele, who admitted that she was near becoming an alcoholic in her 20s while she was on stage. Take a listen.
Whiskey sour, a pint of whiskey sour. They're drinking a pint of whiskey and sour. Cheers for that. Yeah, I stopped drinking quite a long time ago. Now, I've just realised my chicken fillet's moved out of place. It looks like I've got three boobs. I stopped drinking. When did I stop drinking? 3.5 months ago. It's boring. Oh my God, it's boring. I mean, I was literally borderline alcoholic for quite a lot of my 20s, but I miss it so much. I cut out caffeine, so enjoy whiskey sour.
Of course, she's laughing about it, but I'm sure she stepped back because she wants to be a good mother, a good wife. You know, as someone who's had problems with people in my family because of alcoholism, I think it's big of her to talk about it in public.
Yep. I bet you she was a fun drunk, though.
Wow, free beer!
All right, and speaking of fun, let's talk about Bad Bunny on SNL. I thought he did a great job. Oh, I was shocked to see Mick Jagger come into some of the scenes. Automatic, I didn't even recognize him. You know, he was hilarious. Also, Lady Gaga introducing Bad Bunny, but it really was Pedro Pascal that stole the entire show.
Oh, really came to save the day, because I don't think Bad Bunny would have been able to hold those scenes without him on there.
Oh, I mean, Bad Bunny's not a great actor. He did a good job, but Pedro, it was just incredible. Listen to this part.
Me podrías haber traído a una buena niña latina trabajadora como Jenna Ortega, Ana de Armas, Cardi B. Pero no. Tú llegas a la casa de tu tía con Greta Thunberg.
So he says he's in drag. He's playing the mother of the Latino kid who brings home the white girl. He says, you should have brought home a hardworking Latina like Jenna Ortega, Ana de Armas, or Cardi B. But here you come with Greta Thunberg. And I died laughing.
As a man who grew up with a lot of Mexican friends, I don't know how many mothers came up to me and told me, just make sure he doesn't marry a white woman.
Automatic, you're white.
I know, it was weird.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
When you think about food, John Legend probably doesn't cross your mind. Well, he will moving forward. DJ Automatics got all the deets on that in food news. It's time for hottest hashtags on your Monday. Dana Cortez Show is on. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. the Burnt Tortilla.
This first hashtag I'm very excited about. An exact replica of Shrek's moss-covered cottage is now up for rent on Airbnb. Oh. Now you have to fly all the way to Scotland. But oh. So what? And it's hosted by Donkey.
Oh.
I know.
Oh, it's going to be fun.
This made me so happy. I started thinking about all of the pretend houses in movies or cartoons that I would want to stay in. Hello, Barbie's Dream Mansion. Ooh. That would be so cool. The elevator she's got that goes up and down.
I would love to stay in the Jetsons house and have my own personal Rosie.
DJ, we kind of already do, and I'm your Rosie.
Quiet down, shorty.
Anthony A.
I'm really torn. I was going to say the Twilight Mansions, but also one of the schools in the Harry Potter movies.
Oh
yes, so like either like Ravenclaw or Slytherin. I don't know yet.
That would be good. All right, you want to tap in on this combo, call us up. In the meantime, food news, DJ Automatic.
John Legend has a new app he's putting out. He's sick of people going to restaurants and giving them bad reviews.
Oh, the Yelp. I can't trust it. It's so
now
negative.
He's got a new app. It's called It's Good, and it's all about suggesting restaurants, not beating them up. You can put negative reviews. It's only about suggesting things you like.
There's going to be like one person writing on it constantly.
I like this idea, though, because a lot of the times, if you just have one little bad experience, a Yelp review can ruin the restaurant.
I like the power that the Yelp review gives a customer. Because now it's like, hey, bro, y'all ain't going to treat me any type of way.
It also gives your enemy, the restaurant across the street, some power.
Oh. Because
they can do some fake bad reviews.
As a person that owned a restaurant and had to deal with Yelp reviews, we had people that were just writing things that weren't true.
How dare you?
You guys had some fibbers against you.
Yeah, so that was just our kids. No, I'm just kidding. National Day Anthony A.
All right, we'll start with National Slap a Coworker Day. Or anybody.
I wanted to slap some coworkers at that restaurant, I promise you.
I'm gonna slap you. Don't go slap any coworkers. Please don't do that, all right?
Don't
We're not encouraging that behavior. We also got National TV Talk Show Host Day, so shout out to all the TV talk show hosts.
Favorite TV talk show? I mean, let's give it up to
Oprah. Hold on,
Ellen.
Before you say this. What, I'm putting it into the universe. I want Dana to be a TV talk show host.
Period. Well,
nice.
I want to be a TV talk show host, too. Let's put it into the universe. Come on.
And we also got National Croc Day as well, too. So, you know what? I'll put it out there in the universe. I want a new pair of Crocs. How about that? It's a blast.
Are Crocs expensive?
No, they're like, the trendy ones are expensive.
Okay, but, you know, like the regular,
the basic
Crocs
ones, you know, they're not too expensive. And they feel like a little angel wings on the bottom of your feet. I love it.
Wow.
We'll wrap it up on National Horror Movie Day.
Okay. It's the season right now. Anthony, can you think of a movie that you watched that really messed with your head? Like, you were alone. Yeah. You were a single man. You
Simple.
Live alone.
The Fourth Kind. It's the scariest movie out. It's,
we have to watch that movie.
There's no way you're going to get this guy Automatic to sit through it at all. But it's the scariest movie out there.
Automatic, I know you a chicken. Everybody knows you don't like scary movies. But there's got to be one that you watched that just stuck with you in your head. And
Rosemary's Baby. It scared the hell out of me. And that movie's from like the 60s or something.
It's got to be like from olden
times. I think
times.
Because of the bad message that it has.
She gave birth to the devil's son. That's all you got to say. What else are you going to say? And then she loved him.
Yeah.
There's a lot of women who've had the same story.
Right. I'm done.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
It's the time of year that people watch scary movies. Well, people that aren't married to chickens like I am, DJ Automatic refuses to watch any scary movie.
Stop shaming me, okay?
Well, no, it's true. And we were talking about this because I was in the bathroom with my girl Ashley, and she agrees with you, DJ Automatic. She says she doesn't watch scary movies because she believes that it brings negative energy into her home, and she doesn't like that. I'm like, what are you talking about? It's a movie.
Your bathroom visits are so much more different than guys. We go to the bathroom.
We talked for like 15 minutes about scary movies.
I'd rather a guy doesn't talk to me in the bathroom.
Yeah, exactly, dog.
Especially when we're like next to each other in the urinal. Don't look at me.
Wait, don't talk to me. Automatic. Okay, well, first of all, the urinal doesn't have a door. So if you're sitting down in the bathroom and you're
stalls?
In the stall, and your friend is sitting next to you in the next stall, you guys don't chat?
Ew, no.
Never.
Opposite. I actually cover my ears because I don't want to hear another dude doing what he's doing.
I even turn my phone down just because, like, I'd rather be in silence.
That sounds, talking to somebody while I'm going to, using a public bathroom, that's a horror movie in itself right there, dude.
I don't understand. understand that we have like whole conversations. If there's like four stalls, and if they're filled, it's chatty time. It's time to gossip about the office and everything.
Are you serious?
Yes, I'm serious.
If there's four stalls in a dude's bathroom, two of them are being used. One is too nasty, and the other one's for drugs.
Oh, this is awkward.
I don't even remember why we were talking about scary movies. Now I want to know about boy bathroom etiquette.
Well,
are there rules to follow in a boy's restroom?
Hell yeah! Don't ever talk to somebody while he's engaged in his action.
Okay, wait till
you're washing hands to have any
Anthony,
type of conversation.
That's a good one.
Don't try to shake my hand after you had your meat in your hand.
Do people try to shake your hand for real?
I've had it happen.
Okay.
And another one, don't make any eye contact with me while I'm, you know, at the urinal as well, too, dude.
Okay,
that's
so
creepy.
Somebody tries to look at you in the eye. I think that is a little bit weird.
And if I don't see you wash your hands, you're never shaking my hand again. And I'm telling people.
Dude, a little bit of a hater right there, dog. If I don't touch it, I don't wash my hands.
We're supposed to talk about horror movies. This is a horror movie in itself right here. You got bathroom rules.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.